I made a post on social media the other day. I said, if you can't take a 2-week vacation and be off the grid and the business still runs smoothly without you, you have a leverage problem. Once again, if you are not looking to build a company that is independent of you, this episode is not for you. I have been stressing since forever the power of building a team. Most times I get favorable responses, but every now and then I get the peanut gallery who wants to stay small, justify all the reasons why they shouldn't hire. Fine, but again, this ain't for you. I don't know about you, but I look forward to the day where I can comfortably step away from my businesses whenever I need to, for however long I need to. I'm not there yet, but more on that later. I'll guess that right now, if you're listening to this episode, you don't have the luxury of stepping away for any amount of time, whether a vacation or an emergency. Stepping away now would severely handicap your business and your earnings, mostly because you have built a business that is heavily reliant on you instead of building a company that can be autonomous. Is it fear? Is it the desire to not be responsible for other people? Is it that you want to be the center square in the business, so to speak? Well, whatever it is, if you have any goals of building a successful, profitable company, you need a team. What that team looks like depends on you and the vision for your company. And note, I said company, not business. Today, I'll talk about operational leverage and building a solid team. I'll share my own tips and my experience of when I got to the point that leveraging a team was priority one. But first, ask yourself two questions. What's really stopping me from hiring, and how is it capping my earnings? And how can I build a company where I can walk away and it still thrives without me? Welcome back to another episode of Mogul Chicks Chat. I'm your host, Adrienne Graham. I'm the CEO and proud founder of Mogul Chicks LLC, and that's Chicks with an X. I am a serial entrepreneur and a self-made businesswoman who is a strategic business growth advisor, published author, mentor, and investor. We help female founders of color grow and scale profitable job-creating companies and eventually get their company's investment ready. We also help groom them into dynamic leaders and CEOs and build legacy wealth in the process. Mogul Chicks is a mindset, a way of life, if you will, and a blueprint for female founders who want to build a legacy of wealth and a generational business empire. We provide strategic business growth solutions and a platform for resources, mentoring, networks, and education. Our mission is to take your company from flat to profit generating to job creating to investment ready. My personal mission is to help you build and run a better company, reimagine the way you do business, and build lasting wealth. Oh, and before I forget, be sure to tag at Mogul Chicks using the hashtag Mogul Chicks Chat on social media. Make sure you rate the show and leave a comment. It helps people find us. Share the love, share the love. Today's topic is the power of operational leverage. Ladies, look, I legitimately want to see us all succeed, but what I want even more is to get us to a level playing field where we are building scalable companies that contribute to the economy, creates jobs, and builds generational wealth for our family. And to do that, we have to be comfortable with building teams and a solid infrastructure to make a thriving company. Full transparency, right at this moment, I am in the rebuilding stage of my businesses. My companies. Every now and then, I find myself tearing everything down to rebuild back better and stronger. Sometimes it's voluntarily, sometimes it's forced, but nonetheless, I still do it.
Teams have been the foundation of that process. Throughout the years, even though I did recruiting for clients, I had to learn how to hire for my own company, for myself. I did what a lot of you do. I let my overwhelm dictate who I hired and why. More on that in a minute, so let's get into it. The first thing you need to do is create a staffing plan. Now, I know you've heard me say this. I have said this over and over again. The problem is most of you don't feel the need to think about hiring until you are swamped. Rarely do I get someone come to me asking for help with the pre-planning stage, which is the staffing plan, basically. I can generally tell a client who is forward-thinking and preparing for the future because they'll be the ones who come to me for staffing plans. Now, the majority come to me when they are in panic mode. I don't like that. You know, they just need the help. They don't care. They just need bodies. And believe it or not, that is not the time to make hiring decisions. There's a formula to hiring, which I share with my clients. But having a staffing plan will allow you to hire the right people for the right reasons at the right time. And the most important part, for the right budget. So why haven't you done your staffing plan yet? You can hit me up and we can talk about it. Number two, don't let your overwhelm dictate your hiring. I just mentioned that I let overwhelm dictate my staffing and it was disastrous. Not only did I hire the wrong people, I was desperately in need of any kind of help and didn't really hire based on strengths. Yep, me, the career recruiting professional, because I was overwhelmed. I wanted to get some work off my plate and I felt that if I had an assistant, all would be well. Wrong thinking. The first person I ever hired was an assistant. Sure, she took a lot of the office stuff off my plate and she was good. You know, she was good at what she did. But what she wasn't able to do was bring in revenue. That wasn't her thing. Now, true, hiring her allowed me to focus on more client acquisition, but it became like a hamster wheel for me. The bulk of my time was spent wooing clients. That wasn't the best use of my time. I can see that now. I always tell you to hire your money-making team. That is what I should have done, but I didn't. I hired based on panic and overwhelm. That team, that money-making team, should consist of people who can bring in and close the sales, but, and you're not going to like this, also the people who can do what you do. Now, you can also hire people that have skills that are complementary to you, but if what you do is the secret sauce to your business, you need to hire more people who do what you do. Now, that plays a little bit with your ego, especially if you're used to being the star of the show or what I call the center square. Do you want to be the star or do you want to grow a company and make money? See, I wasn't thinking like this when I made my first hire. It was a true rookie mistake. But in the staffing plan, we identify your dream team, when to hire them, how, and how much. That way, there are no unforeseen surprises and you make sound hiring decisions. Number three, get comfortable with hiring people who do what you do. I get it. When you're so used to doing it all and getting all the shine, you don't want someone else coming in and get that glory. But listen, that's not what it is. I keep saying, take your ego out of the equation. One day I'd like to own a $100 million company. I put that out there. I know that I can't do that solo dolo. It takes a team and it takes talent on par with my talent to make that happen. This is what operational leverage looks like. Now we can get into deeper understanding of operational leverage, but for the purposes of this episode, I'm talking about building your team for operational leverage. I want people who are actually better than me because those are the people who make me the most money. And if I treat them right, groom them for advancement and give them a reason to be loyal, they'll grow right along with me. I don't need the spotlight. As long as my clients get the results they're seeking, I'll be happy. It takes a lot of internal self-work to get to a level of peace where you can step back and let your people shine. You don't have to do it all. You don't have to be all, be seen. And quite frankly, it's liberating because it frees you up to do other things. Number four, hire for internal advancement. Look, we're building grown-up companies here. As I interview, I always pay attention to secondary and tertiary skill sets. Sure, I deep dive into the skills I need at the moment, but I'm always paying attention to the conversation and listening for information that shows me that they have an ideal career path. Then when I hire, I sit with them and help them plan that career path. I also make sure I'm investing in their talent so that I can get maximum benefits and perhaps loyalty. When employees feel like you care and that you invest in them, they are more likely to be loyal. Now, will all of them stay? No. But there's a chance you take when you hire, and it's why the interview process is so important. People want to know that they have a path to success. They may or may not ever be CEO. You know, maybe they will, maybe they won't, but it all starts with preparation. And it starts with the interview process. I don't want you ever again to be hiring after that first interview, but we'll get back to that next. Number five, be okay with exit planning. I know you're probably saying, hell no, but you know what? Hell yes. We should all be exit planning if we want to build a strong company that can survive with or without us. One of the questions I ask my clients is, have you started your exit strategy yet? Most times it's no and a crazy look. I don't know about you, but I oversee three companies. And no, I said oversee, not run. I don't want to work forever. And for some of you, retirement is long off. But I know one day you want to take back your days and do whatever your heart desires. In order to do that, you have to succession plan. You have to get yourself comfortable with the idea that you will need to replace yourself as CEO. Sit in that for a second and think about that and think about what that looks like. Look, I never said being CEO is easy. There's a lot that comes with that title and that life, but you need someone who can step in your shoes and take the company to that next iteration. My advice is to find someone better than you to do that. I mean, what is the real goal of the company? I may not see $100 million on my own. It may take a successor CEO to make that happen. And I'm comfortable with that. Even if you're in the early stages of your company, start imagining what your exit looks like. You could sell. You could pass it on to family, mostly children. You could replace yourself as CEO and remain chair. There are so many options, but you have to be open to considering them. And that's what CEOs do. Again, step away from the ego and focus on what's right for the company. Operational leverage. I can go on and on, but I won't. I wanted to give you just enough to think about. Operational leverage allows you to be able to step away from the company for any period of time, whether it's for one day or one year. With it, your company will continue to run and still be profitable. That's what we all want. Oh yeah, one thing I didn't address that I want to touch on real quick before I end this episode is stop worrying about whether or not an employee will come in, learn everything, and then bounce on you with secrets or loyalty. Look, I know that it's a huge concern for some of you, but listen, you can do all the right things and it can still happen. Does that mean you shouldn't hire or that you won't hire? It shouldn't. Talk with your attorney, preferably one who understands employment law, and get protective documents in place. Take the interview process seriously and stop making offers after that first conversation simply because you like the person or got a good gut feeling. And I keep emphasizing this, but keep your ego out of the hiring process. That ego can be your greatest enemy. Building a great company that you can leverage is a foundation to growing and scaling your company. How big or small you want to be starts with you. If you have dreams of retiring or greatly minimizing your day-to-day role in the company, you can do that. With smart planning and strategic moves, you can do it. So what fears do you have about building your team and scaling the company? Share your thoughts. I'm Adrienne Graham, CEO and founder of Mogul Chicks, and this has been another Mogul Chicks Chat. I want to help you build a better, more profitable company by providing strategic growth solutions, resources, mentoring, training, and access to capital. Make sure you check out the other episodes, and if you like what you hear, share the love. pass the link on to your friends. You can find this podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, and of course, on the Mogul Chicks website. Make sure you subscribe. And if you subscribe and leave a comment on any or all of these channels, it helps other people find the podcast too. Sharing is caring. For more information about how we work with you to grow and scale your company, visit us online at mogulchicks.com. Send an email to contact@mogulchicks.com. Or you can connect with us all over social media at LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Pinterest, and everywhere else at Mogul Chicks. And that's Mogul Chicks with an X. And if you're not yet part of the Mogul Circle, if you're doing over $1 million in revenue annually, what are you waiting for? There's so much value in membership and the communities. Or if you prefer a good program or trying to move beyond startup phase, check out the Mogul Chicks Academy at mogulchicksacademy.com. I'll catch you on the next episode. Mogul Chicks are always a step ahead of the crowd and they're always closing deals. Remember, Mogul Chicks make mogul moves and power plays. Your move. Now go be profitable. Bye.